بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All people long for happiness and seek it, and those striving for prestige, status, and wealth do so only for attaining happiness. And happiness is the aim of all. And people have long spoke about the ways, means, and reasons for attaining happiness. Moreover, there are signs that indicate if someone is happy. Among the people who spoke about these signs is Abu Ali al-Hasan bin Ali al-Jawzajani. May Allah have mercy on him. He said, from the signs of a person's happiness are ease of performing acts of obedience and actions that conform with the sunnah and companionship of the righteous, and good manners with one's brothers, and acts of goodness and concern for Muslims, and safeguarding one's time. These are seven signs of happiness, and it is important to know them so that one can see their extent of happiness. Among the signs of happiness is that acts of obedience are facilitated, and that is because an act of obedience to Allah Almighty is the greatest source of happiness. Rather, one will not have happiness without it, Allah Almighty said. Then, whoever follows my guidance will neither go astray nor suffer. And if Allah wills good for someone, then He opens the doors of acts of obedience and guides to them and facilitates them and holds the person back from the forbidden. And one should ask Allah Almighty for help in worshipping so that it is facilitated. And each unit of prayer, a person proclaims his request for help from Allah. For he says, it is you we worship and you we ask for help. Mu'adh bin Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, took his hand and said, O Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you and advise you not to miss supplicating at the end of every prayer, saying, O Allah, help me to remember you, express gratitude to you, and worship you in the best fashion. For the doors of happiness are open for whoever Allah Almighty helps in having iman and in performing acts of obedience. Due to his strong connection with Allah Almighty, Ibrahim bin Adham, may Allah have mercy on him, said, if the kings and the sons of the kings knew what we have of bliss and happiness, they would have fought us with swords every day for what we have of a good life and lack of burden. And from the signs of happiness is that one's actions conform with the sunnah. And that is because in following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is relief for the heart and happiness. For Allah enlightened, assured, and uplifted the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty said, have we not uplifted your heart for you? And the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have their hearts uplifted to the degree that they follow his sunnah. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, keep to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs, adhere and hold on to them tightly. And what great misery it is for a person to strive and have their deeds rejected. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever innovates something in this matter of ours that is not part of it will have it rejected. And Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, said, few deeds from the sunnah are better than many innovated deeds. And from the signs of happiness is companionship of the righteous. And that is because they open the doors of happiness and they restrain one from the doors of misery. And they guide one to the good and they prevent one from evil and they remind one if they forget. And if they alert if one is neglectful. And they teach what one is ignorant of and they love for others what they love for themselves. And Allah Almighty has commanded accompanying the righteous. For Allah Almighty said, and keep yourself patient with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and the evening, seeking His face, and let not your eyes pass beyond them, desiring adornments of the worldly life. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man is upon the religion of his friend, so let one of you look at whom he befriends. And Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, said, if it were not for three, I would not like to live for one day. Thirst for the sake of Allah on the hottest of days, prostration in the middle of the night, and company of the people who select the best speech like the finest dates are selected. And from the signs of happiness are good character with one's brothers. And that is because good character weighs heavily on the scale. And with it, a person captures people's hearts. Allah Almighty said, "And indeed you are of great moral character." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Indeed I was sent to perfect good character." The person with good character loves the people and is happy with them as they are happy with him. And bad character is a reason for alienating people and their enmity. And enmity with others brings someone unhappiness and misery, because they are the target of people's harm, injury, and enmity. And from the signs of happiness are performing acts of goodness, and that is because it is goodness towards them. And there is great sweetness in goodness to others. And goodness includes to do good and to be kind to people by word or action. Allah Almighty said, "No good is there in much of their private conversation, except for those who enjoin charity or that which is right or conciliation between people." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Every act of goodness is charity." And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not consider any act of goodness as insignificant, even if it is meeting your brother with a cheerful face." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Acts of goodness protect against a grievous death." And all of this brings happiness. And from the signs of happiness is one's concern for Muslims. And this is because the bond of Iman faith is the strongest bond that prevails over any other bond. And it is stronger than the bonds of lineage, language, and nationality. And Allah Almighty made an alliance between the believers and said, "The believing men and believing women are allies of one another." And Allah granted His protection to the believers who ally themselves with one another. Allah Almighty said, "And whoever is an ally of Allah and His Messenger, and those who have believed, indeed the party of Allah, they will be predominant." And Allah defined the brotherhood of Iman, saying, "The believers are but brothers. The one concerned with Muslims, rejoicing over their joy and suffering from their pain, even if they are at the ends of the earth, will find happiness in belonging to and caring for them." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The example of the believers in their mutual affection, compassion, and sympathy is like a body. When one of the limbs suffer, the whole body responds to it with wakefulness and fever." O people, among the greatest indications of happiness is the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty said, "Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured." And from the signs of happiness is one carefully managing their time. And that is because time is the person's lifespan and the repository for the deeds. So if one fills it with acts of obedience, then they will be happy in this world and the hereafter. And if one wastes their time on the unbeneficial, their happiness disappears, and they will be overcome by regret for what they have lost. Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "I did not regret anything more than a day that the sun set on, in which my lifespan decreased, but my good deeds did not increase." And one will be questioned about how they spent their time, as indicated in the authentic hadith. And a person is known by their achievements, and there are no achievements without working. For if one works for this worldly life, they will become famous and known, and they will achieve what they wanted. And they will be happy in this world for the successes that they have realized. And if one works for their hereafter and does not neglect their share of the worldly life, then they will be happy in this world for safeguarding their time and spending it on beneficial works. And they will be happy in the hereafter of what they find of stored righteous deeds. As for the idle and lazy who waste their time, their lives are lost, their resolves are weak, and their aims are low. And they live in a state of apathy and boredom, and they find no taste for life. The mental illnesses such as anxiety, fear, and depression have only increased due to emptiness within the souls or emptiness within the hearts. The souls are devoid of beneficial deeds, or the hearts are devoid of Iman, faith, conviction, and reliance upon Allah Almighty, and thinking well of Allah the Exalted. And whoever beneficially occupies his time and fills his heart with iman, faith, and conviction will be filled with happiness, and his soul will be filled with tranquility and reassurance, and will find the sweetness of iman, faith, in their heart. And that person will not be miserable in this world or in the hereafter. Allah Almighty said, "Whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life, and we will surely give them the reward according to the best of what they used to do. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among the joyous, and to spare us from the causes of misery, and to make us steadfast upon the truth until we meet him. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering." Hada wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah.